Garmin saves its big announcement for after hours at AEA. And EASA STC can put the G500H in the AS350. And Aspen announces two upmarket partners. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, March 24th, 2011. During the annual new product introductions at AEA 2011 in Reno yesterday, Garmin would only hint at its real news, saying that would be saved for its dealers' meeting after hours. When it happened, it came with an elegant dinner, onstage pyrotechnics, and, this being Reno, a pair of eye-popping showgirls. ANN was there as Garmin broke the news that two of the most ubiquitous pieces of avionics equipment of the last decade are being superseded in the product line. The GNS 430 and 530 will still be available, at least as long as the parts from which they're made remain available. But the future is the GTN 650 and 750, which abandoned the earlier knobs and buttons philosophy for touchscreens. Garmin says not only are the new units already certified, they're in stock and ready to ship. There's lots more detail in the text version of this story, dated March 24th at aero-news.net. Also, check out Jim Campbell's interview with Garmin's Jim Alpizer on today's Aero News special feature. EASA has awarded certification to Garmin and European services provider Querzy Avionics AG for the installation of the Garmin G500H glass cockpit in the Eurocopter AS350. With this STC, any authorized Garmin aviation dealer can do the install in accordance with the EASA guidelines. The G500H is an all-glass avionics system designed specifically for the VFR Part 27 helicopter market, with a PFD and MFD and display capabilities tailored for the specialized needs of helicopter operators. In another major announcement at AEA, Honeywell and Aspen Avionics said yesterday they're collaborating to deliver a state-of-the-art, next-gen-ready multifunction touchscreen cockpit display to general aviation customers. The two companies have a development agreement to bring Honeywell's open-interface Bendix King KSN 770 to market before the end of 2011. The KSN 770 is part of the Apex Edge series, delivering a multifunction display with GPS, communication, and navigation capabilities for GA aircraft through a 5.7-inch touchscreen and graphic interface. The partners say the scalable system architecture future-proofs a customer's cockpit investment. Aspen will combine its experience in light and medium GA with Honeywell's background in advanced business jets. The KSN 770 will have LPV and WAS capabilities and will display onboard weather radar, enhanced ground proximity warning, data link weather, traffic, and charts and maps. Affordable pricing is promised. In another collaboration, Aspen announced that its novel Evolution displays and the Avidyne DFC-90 digital autopilot will soon be working together. Aspen Evolution displays are already compatible with Avidyne's TAS 600 traffic advisory systems. The DFC-90 is currently certified with Avidyne's Integra integrated flight deck displays in Cirrus aircraft. Avidyne and Aspen will be gauging customer interest in future programs and airframes. Certification of the DFC-90 and Evolution display interface is promised later this year. Pricing for the DFC-90 autopilot starts at about $10,000 U.S. Up next on ANN, the Falcon 50 and Hawker 400 XP can now do LPV. Your ProLine cockpit can now do automatic uploads and downloads. And this new audio panel has a built-in comm radio. You're listening to Aero News. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is an affordable, expandable, and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard sensor cockpit solution for general aviation aircraft. Flexible installation options allow aircraft owners to upgrade their panels all at once or in stages. Aspen's full-featured glass panel displays are highly compatible with the avionics already installed in most aircraft. Aspen Avionics designs products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. Visit AspenAvionics.com. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 24th. I'm Paul Plack. Operators of Dassault Falcon 50 aircraft equipped with ProLine 21 avionics and Beech 400A Hawker 400 XP aircraft equipped with ProLine 4 will be able to broaden their access to more than 2,300 airports with LPV approaches through an upgrade STC from Rockwell Collins. The announcement was made yesterday at AEA. With 22 LPV STCs, Rockwell Collins is the leading provider of WAAS LPV solutions for Part 25 aircraft manufactured by Bombardier, Cessna, Dassault, Gulfstream, and Hawker Beechcraft. The STCs held by Rockwell Collins and available through the company's network of certified dealers will give operators access to LPV approaches in North America with Cat 1 equivalent minimums. Operators of aircraft equipped with ProLine 4 or ProLine 21 now have the ability to securely, automatically, and wirelessly transfer data to and from their aircraft with the new Ascend Aircraft Information Manager unveiled at AEA yesterday by Rockwell Collins. A key capability of Ascend allows the Aircraft Information Manager to remotely transfer data via Wi-Fi and cellular networks while the aircraft is on the ground. The Aircraft Information Manager is capable of securely uploading flight-critical database updates, including FMS, Terrain Awareness Warning System, Surface Management System, electronic charts, and user documentation to the aircraft anywhere in the world. It can also download maintenance information post-flight. Flight departments can monitor the progress and confirm successful installation of uploads by logging on to the Ascend web portal. Intercoms have been built into some comm radios for years now, but PS Engineering yesterday introduced an audio system with a built-in comm radio. The PAR 100EX combines an audio control panel, audio file stereo intercom with IntelliVox, Bluetooth connectivity, and a remote-mounted VHF aviation communications transceiver. The company says never before has there been so much communication capability controlled with such a small footprint. PS Engineering partnered with MicroAir to add the 760-channel comm radio. MicroAir President Phil Ainsworth commented, quote, "We're looking forward to getting into more airplanes with the PAR 100EX, and the combination of our expertise will change the way experimental and LSA aircraft avionics panels will be created," unquote. Looking at it, the right half is dedicated to the radio with an LCD display that shows frequencies controlled through concentric knobs. The radio has active and standby frequencies and a standby frequency monitor mode. The left half has all the audio panel controls. An integrated Bluetooth system allows the PAR 100EX to interface with cell phones and stream music from compatible devices such as iPads and smartphones. List price is $2,595 U.S. That includes the radio, and deliveries will start in the second quarter of this year. Still ahead, a trusted legacy instrument manufacturer adds power products. A new STC will put an Iridium sat phone in your Cessna 210. And here's your chance to see the people we've been talking about. You are listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Mid-Continent Instruments now offers factory-authorized service for Canad emergency locator transmitters. Factory-trained. Factory-authorized. All services are backed by the best warranty in the business. Trust Mid-Continent Instruments.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, March 24th. I'm Paul Plack. Mid-Continent Instruments yesterday unveiled a new line of power products at AEA, which expand the company's offerings to include aircraft inverters and emergency batteries. The new TrueBlue power lineup, housed in signature TrueBlue casings, promises quantifiable benefits over competitors. The MD50 500VA static inverter is 30% smaller than traditional inverters. It supplies in-flight power for cabin accessories, including laptops, cell phones, and MP3 players. It's TSO certified and delivers a full 500 watts. Tom Genovese, director of sales for Mid-Continent Instruments, commented, quote, "Pilots have always looked to us to provide instruments they can trust. Our customers appreciate an exceptional level of service and can be confident that our new products are as solid as our instruments," unquote. Basis Technologies, an interior engineering, design, completions, and conversion firm based in Virginia, is pursuing an STC from the FAA to add voice and email connectivity to aircraft ranging from a single-engine Cessna 210 to a Boeing 777 using ICG's NextMail CIS-100 core Iridium system. The mounting kit enables aircraft that are not otherwise equipped to easily add worldwide BlackBerry email connectivity and a single channel of Iridium voice services. The kit design was completed this month, and the STC is expected by the end of April on both aircraft. ICG, which is International Communications Group, has announced the introduction of two derivatives of its NextLink series ICS-120A and 220A satellite-based communications products, designed specifically to add more features and capabilities to the executive jet marketplace. The new ICS-120B single-channel and 220B dual-channel devices operate over the Iridium satellite network and offer global voice, fax, and low-rate data services. Both are derived from ICG's successful air transport transceivers used on commercial airline fleets and share the same quality and reliability, but may be installed as standalone units or tailored to fit the specific requirements of the aircraft. Both are compliant with the new European Link 2000 and NextGen Data Link requirements, providing immediate and inexpensive voice and fax solutions, and offer an upgrade path for emerging data link technologies in the future. Wow, I don't think I've ever had the chance to say fax and the future in the same story. Finally today, we're going to wrap up our live coverage of AEA 2011 this afternoon, starting at 3 p.m. Pacific. We'll have interviews with newsmakers from both AEA and the companies which made announcements here in Reno. Check out our live stream by clicking the banner at the top of the page at aero-news.net. If you happen to click in when we don't have live programming running, you can catch a replay of the new product intros from yesterday. I'll be wearing a suit. That doesn't happen often. So be sure to watch and don't let all that sacrifice go to waste. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell gets a demo of the new GTN 650 and 750 from Garmin's Jim Alpizer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPonder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.